Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's been a volatile week for stocks as the government finally reopens. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. As mentioned in the lead, it's been a volatile week for stocks, especially towards the end of the week. It's Friday right now, and joining us to talk all about it, Tim Grisky, Senior Portfolio Strategist at Ingalls & Snyder in New York. Tim, always great to have you on the Gains podcast.
Really great to be with you.
Markets looked pretty shaky at the beginning of the session. And then, of course, you know, we ended up mixed for the day. But I wanted to have you just kind of wrap up a very busy week for markets. So what was your takeaway from just this very busy week and then the trading on Wall Street today?
Like, there was a lot of anticipation with the government getting back to work, and the airlines also getting back to work because of that. So I think, you know, that was at least the beginning of the week, the focus of the markets. And then, you know, sort of out of nowhere, Thursday came and the markets were down significantly. Now, became clear that what was happening here was CoreWeave, which is a publicly traded company, but they are very close to NVIDIA. NVIDIA owns a big part of CoreWeave. CoreWeave is basically a distributor of NVIDIA's products, NVIDIA's semiconductors. I say NVIDIA semiconductors because NVIDIA is a designer of semiconductors. It doesn't actually do the manufacturing of them. But anyway, CoreWeave had a bad earnings report, and its stock price was down about 25%, not insignificant. And that was due to seemingly to AI demand, but it really wasn't AI demand. It was the availability of the semiconductors, NVIDIA semiconductors, that was provided to CoreWeave, and that was a lot well below expectations. So, everything really sort of came to pass today on Friday. The markets opened down significantly, but they very quickly rocketed back up above yesterday's close, Thursday's close, when it became clear that CoreWeave was a one-off here, and NVIDIA and the rest of AI was rock solid. So the market for the day opened or ended up pretty flat, the tech stocks of the world, NVIDIA's and all of that, actually did pretty well. NVIDIA was up 1.8% in the day, Microsoft up 1.4%, Broadcom up 0.7. So it was overall a decent day for technology and for the overall market.
Now, what you spoke to, though, is the AI trade, that big tech trade, you know, NVIDIA and the likes are in that. Pretty frothy. They've come a long way off the bottom. Is there any concern about valuation in that space? And it seems in a way that it's priced to be just perfect. So is there any concerns that it might be a little overvalued or could, you know, see some kind of pullback?
Well, there's no question that the valuation of these so-called AI stocks, artificial intelligence stocks, you sort of think of them as supercomputers or the heart of computers. But there's no question that, you know, these stocks are, you know, very highly priced right now. But you've got to also remember that the growth here is significant. And it's not, you know, wishful growth. It really is locked in growth. And, you know, NVIDIA will sell as many semiconductors as it wants to, or as it's able to, for a number of years here. So, yes, valuations are high, but growth is even higher. And that gives us a lot of comfort. AI in general is really going to revolutionize society here. And I think it's revolutionizing right now the stock market. But this is a technology that's going to change a lot of things, and it's real technology. We're not worried about the valuations, at least currently, of these stocks. We think we're in the early days of the development of artificial intelligence and these supercomputers, and we think we have a lot more to go.
There's, you know, a lot of the gains that we have seen throughout the year are very concentrated in the space you were just talking about. Do you see maybe a potential broadening of the market and some of those areas that just have been, you know, a little bit on the flatter side? Do you see maybe some momentum shifting towards them?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the market last year, 2024, and even into early 2025 was very concentrated in really a handful of AI related names. And it hadn't really broadened out into the sort of second tier of technology names. And we have seen that occur, starting about mid-year, maybe a little bit before in 2025, where some of these so-called smaller and second-tier names began to do really well. AMD is certainly an example of that, Advanced Micro Devices. Intel can be thought of as another play that really occurred this year. So there has been some decent broadening out of that AI trade, which I think gives it even more legs and more security that this is really a revolutionary change that's going to have major impact on not only the stock market, but also society in general.
So it seems like no really overly big concerns about the stock market, at least going into the end of the year here. You mentioned maybe a little broadening in certain areas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have dry powder right now ready to be deployed into the market, what are a couple areas that you're buying into, either sectors or specific stocks?
Sure. Well, I'll start with NVIDIA. It's been a huge stock for us. We've had to take a lot of gains to bring it back down to a reasonable level in portfolios. And so there are taxes to pay for taxable investors. But the gains here have been absolutely huge. So I always start with that. Moving on from NVIDIA. NVIDIA is again the designer of these very high-end chips that dominate supercomputers. Beyond NVIDIA, Broadcom is another producer, a designer of chips, and its chips are in a lot of these supercomputers as well. Advanced Micro Devices, AMD, is another company that has some chips in these supercomputers as well. Now, the users of these AI chips and the real beneficiaries of them are companies like Google, Amazon, Apple, Meta, also known as Facebook, Microsoft. Those have all done, all those companies, generally all those companies have done really well. Meta had a tough quarter recently, reporting quarter. It's down some. It's always been a bit of a controversial stock, but we're a believer in it long term. We're very comfortable if we have a new portfolio, buying those names and some others that, broaden out our portfolio a little bit. But a lot of them come back to that same play, that same AI play. Constellation Energy is the biggest utility in the country. There is massive need for power to run these supercomputers. And Constellation is right there providing that power, not only today, but also tomorrow. They have the contract for to reopen Three Mile Island, which is a huge nuclear plant. Nuclear power has come a long way. I really call it a green energy play. And Constellation is a great way to play AI from yet another angle.
Yeah, it's amazing how utilities have gotten sexy, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
One company that I'll kind of throw out there at you that is kind of in the space. I just wanted to run this by you. I always disclose the things that I'm buying as well. Are you familiar with Aurora Innovation, ticker AUR?
I'm not actually, no. But go ahead. Tell me.
Yeah. So anyway, they're down a bit right now, but Aurora Innovation is one of those companies with autonomous trucks. So we always talk about right. Autonomous cars, but Aurora is moving goods, and that company has a self-driving platform for a variety of vehicles, but let's look more in trucking. So that's one that I'm looking that's kind of in that AI tech space that isn't getting a lot of love right now. Any other just kind of stock that's maybe a little smaller, more unique, that's got an interesting story as we're wrapping things up today?
Well, right now, we're really mega cap focused. And part of that is mega caps are in vogue. The government isn't after them. They're not trying to break these companies up. And these companies are on the forefront of research and development. They're pouring more money into R&D than all the smaller companies combined. But there are plays like Aurora out there that you can do well in. They're just going to be more volatile. There's more risk to them. Right now we don't have a lot of small cap exposure. It's really large cap exposure that we like right now. Some other names we like, JP Morgan, and it's not that we love financials in general, but we love what JP Morgan is doing with AI. They're really at the forefront of financials in AI. And they are just gobbling up, the market. They are everywhere. They have a presence everywhere. It's somewhat of an AI play for us, but that's another example of a hold.
And again, JP Morgan, you got a pretty healthy balance sheet, very strong company. And if I'm not mistaken, it's probably throws off a pretty good dividend as well.
Yeah, you have a lot of protection with a company like JP Morgan. But to us, this isn't an environment where you try to protect yourself. To us, this is one of those unique periods in investing where you really want to find, growth and opportunity. It's great to be defensive at the right time, but we feel we don't need to be defensive right now.
So it's getting really aggressive instead of defensive, obviously. I'll throw one other kind of fringe one out there, definitely a little more risky, is Rocket Lab. RKLB is the ticker on that. That's another one that I've been kind of playing with in the fringe technology space. So as we wrap up today's conversation, Tim, what are the takeaways for investors who who've sat this out, what's your message to them as well?
It's not too late at all. We're still in the early stages of really technology and certainly artificial intelligence. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. It's going to help society. There are going to be some social issues that have to be dealt with. People are going to have to be retrained in some other jobs. But for many years now, we think we're going to see huge growth here.
Like Tim just said, it's not too late. Hey, big thanks to Tim Grisky, Senior Portfolio Strategist at Ingalls & Snyder in New York. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, turn on your notifications so you know when a Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Fridays. And I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.